Skynet News. I'm Jason Taylor. A Florida man has pleaded guilty in federal court to a scheme with two Nixa residents in southwest Missouri to market a male enhancement supplement that contained the same active ingredient as found in Viagra. 43-year-old Michael Schindel has pleaded guilty to wire fraud and delivering misbranded food. The Laclede County Coroner in southern Missouri has requested the help of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives in the investigation of a trailer fire in Lebanon that killed five children and severely burned a woman this year. The ATF has confirmed it's involved in the case. A lawyer representing one of three medical marijuana ballot measures in Missouri's November election has filed a lawsuit against the other two. Attorney Brad Bradshaw, who is behind Amendment 3, claims that not all of the signatures for Amendment 2 and Proposition 3 are valid. Jack Cardetti of Amendment 2 told KOLR-TV that Bradshaw's efforts will be futile.
We're clearly going to be on the ballot. This is just a last-ditch desperate attempt by someone who, it was quite frankly, is litigious by nature.
Polling from last week shows most Missouri voters, except for those in the southeast region, are receptive to medical marijuana. The Missouri Chamber of Commerce and Industry president says the Show Me State is making great strides toward making our workforce one of the most competitive in the world. Chamber President Dan Meehan is praising Governor Mike Parson for making workforce development a top priority for his administration.
He gets it. He understands the critical need that it is, that along with infrastructure. It's great to have the governor come and listen to the people on the front line trying to find those employees and create those opportunities. So it's great for him to do a listening tour.
Meehan participated in the governor's Agriculture in Business Roundtable in northern Missouri's Moberly this week. Governor Parson will deliver the keynote address at this morning's Breakfast at the State Fair in Sedalia. A fiery accident involving two tractor trailers and another vehicle closed down all lanes of I-70 near High Hill in eastern Missouri's Montgomery County last night. The highway was reportedly shut down for 4 hours. Five Columbia Public School buildings in mid-Missouri were put on lockdown yesterday morning when deputies pursued a suspect in the area. Deputies arrested 55-year-old Christopher Sims after he fled in a vehicle and led them on a 30-minute chase. Southwest Missouri's Lamar will be the site of a future seed coating factory. Mayor Kent Harris tells MissouriNet Smith Seed Services plans to create about 40 new jobs in the community of 4,500 people.
They were looking for good, close connections with existing seed companies, and I think they had some business connections already with some of the local seed companies. They also were looking at some of the lime that is produced in another small town just south of us that could be used in their product.
Average pay for the workers has not been released. You're listening to MissouriNet News.